Welcome to Find Motoring with me, David Dungey. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za or the podcast at fmr.co.za. Well, there's some good news on our horizon. We're about to have our different levels of COVID opening up, and at level four, we are allowed to drive around again. Now, what does this mean for car owners? And just some words of advice of how to check that your car is ready if you haven't been driving it at all during this period. Please, before you drive off, walk around the car, inspect it, open the boot, open the bonnet, look at the tires, look underneath, look for fluids leaking. Does your battery need a trickle charge? If you've got a garage, it's well worth a trickle charger to top up your levels. Check for habitation by furries and crawlers. And just getting in and pottering about and around your car should drive them away. Of course, check your fluid levels. And while checking your fluid levels, besides actually checking coolant and oil and the usual, check that there are no leaks. It's a good time to have a look at for drips on the floor. If it's water, it may have evaporated. So just look for telltale sort of water marks that are under the car. Be very careful about driving with low fluid. More talking about low, check your tire pressures. You know, one of the biggest dangers in driving is the blowout, and blowouts are always preventable. What happens with the blowout, it's caused by actually slightly low tire pressure. Tires these days very seldom catastrophically fail for no reason. What happens when you run at low tire pressures, the tires overheat, and that actually eventually causes the dreaded blowout, the sudden deflation. And if you don't have a gauge, go immediately from your home to the nearest garage and check them, but do a visual inspection before doing that. And if your tires do look flat, they are flat, and get them pumped before you drive off. If your paint is looking very dirty, particularly bird poop, don't scratch that dust in. Don't use dishwashing liquid. Dishwashing liquid will remove the waxes that are essential to your paint lasting a long time. Do use a proper product and wash that. Watch that you don't wipe grit into your car. When you do get going, take an easy drive around the block. Check your brakes are working properly. It's the number one safety tip I can make. Brakes and steering, everything else is just going to stop you going faster, but brakes and steering are your critical safety ones, of course. If your battery is flat, turn it twice. Don't turn it more than twice. You'll find that the kind of time we've been shut down, your battery is not going to be completely flat unless you did the dreaded left lights on or door open or something like that. But your battery shouldn't be drained completely. If you don't get it started on the second try, do consider jump starting your car, but be aware of two things. If you jump start a modern car, it's critical you follow the owner's manual to avoid surges, blowing computer boards. Often with a lot of manufacturers, before you remove the jumper cables after jump starting, you have to put your lights on bright so it absorbs any spikes in current or amperage. Also, if you have been on a low battery and you do get your car successfully started, some cars, the electronics will have to learn and you might find that you have limited power available on the car. Don't be surprised by that. Some cars, you'd have to take them in for computer reprogramming. That's more unusual. If you have a diesel car, you've got a little bit less to worry about. Diesel has a long life in storage, certainly more than the few weeks that we've been locked down. But if you've got a petrol car, your petrol has started to deteriorate. And the best advice I can give you there is top up your car as soon as you can. If you park with your fuel tank completely full, well, it would have oxidated a little bit slower, I guess. But if it's not completely full, just mixing in some new fuel will really help. Fuel does evaporate in the tank and will cause concentration of various additives. Also, check if you need a service. Remember, a lot of cars need services based on time, not just distance. And if you go out of period, it will affect your warranty. Many makers have extended that warranty for COVID. If you listen to last week's podcast, you will get a little bit of information on how many of the manufacturers have dealt with that. Don't take any chances. If you find a problem on your car, get professional advice before just taking a chance and driving it. That's it for Find Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. I'm feeling a little more relevant now that we can drive again. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, you know the drill. David@fmr.co.za or the podcast fmr.co.za. Until next week.